The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get your podcasts.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. You got a project you're doing right now. Maybe you're stuck on some part of that project. Maybe you're planning a project for the weeks or months ahead. Or maybe you're thinking, man, middle of winter here. I just want to get organized. I want to get things cleaned up. I want to paint. I want to refresh. Hey, whatever's on your to-do list, you can move it right on over to ours by picking up the phone and calling us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button to submit your question. Hey, coming up on today's show, every year firefighters respond to more than a million home fires, but a home sprinkler system can take that number down dramatically. So we're going to share how to know if a home sprinkler system is right for you.
And are you ready to tackle a painting project? Well, there are six important things to consider that are going to save you time and money before you start. We'll share those tips next on the Money Pit.
And are you looking for an easy way to make your heating system more efficient? Well, it may be as simple as changing your furnace filter if you know how to pick the right one. We'll fill you in just a bit.
But first, we're here to help you plan and help you save money on all of those projects and spare you from snafus with your home improvement projects. So let us know what you are working on.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIP, 888-666-3974.
Katie in Minnesota is on the line with a question about a door. What is going on?
I'm having some issues with the front door. My husband bought a storm door, energy efficient.
Okay.
And we have a door behind there, our front door, and there's getting to be so much heat between the two doors.
Yeah.
That it's melting the trim.
Yep.
That's on the other door.
Yep. Very common. So here's the thing. You don't really need a storm door anymore with today's modern doors. Are usually, if they're installed properly and they have the right kind of weather stripping and the sills are adjusted so that they seal well, you generally don't need a storm door. Now, of course, all of us enjoy screen doors so that we can leave our interior door open in the warmer weather. But when you put a storm door on top of a door like that, you do get sort of a greenhouse effect where the light comes through that storm door and the heat just builds up between that metal door and the glass, and it will melt, as you saw, the plastic trim around the window pane. So that is very, very common, Katie. You're in good company with that. So I would tell you that in the summer, you don't want to have a storm panel on there. You've got to get that storm panel off and just put the screen panel in. Otherwise, this will continue to happen.
Yeah, that's what we do in the summer, but during the winter. So then I had called the company, and they had said that there's a plate on the bottom where you can raise it. So we raised it, but then it's the whole door is like has frost, really thick frost. Is that bad for the door?
Well, it shouldn't be happening in the wintertime. It really is a summertime condition because it doesn't get hot enough in the cold months to cause that melting.
Oh, we have it now, and it's winter.
It's not possible. I think it's probably melted in the summer because it doesn't get hot enough now, not with this kind of temperature, to melt that trim. The trim melts in the warmer weather.
Right. Well, the thing is we cut the tree down. The door's black.
Okay.
So we just put it in.
Yeah, that's not helping you either. That's not helping you either, yeah. Is it a steel door?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to rethink that door color, but I'm just telling you that you don't need to have that storm door on it whenever it starts to get warm. And if you decide, if you are going to have it, you're going to get this problem.
My husband said maybe we should just paint it white and see what it does if it's still.
Well, it will be better, but I'm just telling you, this is really common and it happens consistently in warmer weather and it will just only get worse.
Great. Okay.
All right. Well, listen, at least you know that you're not alone. And it's, you know, when people see this, they think, oh my gosh, this has never happened before. No, it happens all the time. Believe me. All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Dan in Rhode Island's on the line with some sort of leaky window issue. What's going on?
I had an issue with there was water leaking inside the top of my window. It was like a real rainy day.
Okay.
But I did notice that on the outside of the house where the gutters were mounted to was rotting away. So there was pretty much a hole there. And it seemed like the water might have been getting in and then seeping into the house.
So that's entirely possible. Just because you happen to see it come in the top of the window doesn't mean that's the source of it. It's most likely the flashing. Now, from your description, it sounds like you may have had an obstructed gutter that backed up and splashed water kind of behind it, rotted out the fascia that it would have been attached to, that possibly could have been a source for water infiltration. Or that could just be coincidental, and there could be an issue with the flashing around the window. What kind of siding do you have on the house?
It's actually a wood siding. I'm not sure the type of it, but it's not like a cedar shingle. It's something a lot older. The house was built in the 1960s.
Okay, but it's some sort of a shingle?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I would do. I would fix the gutter and the fascia, right? That's an easy thing to do. And then I would monitor it and see if it still continues to happen. If it does continue to happen, then what I would do is I would remove the siding around the top and sides of the window and just reflash the whole thing. It's kind of hard to do this sort of in bits or pieces. You got to really do the whole thing or not do it at all. So that's the best way to approach it. Let's do the easy thing first to see if that actually does it, which is that gutter replacement. And then if not, we can start to dig a little deeper into it until we get to the bottom of it. You know, if you do get that gutter fixed, or even if you don't, frankly, there's another thing you could try, and that is just go outside with a garden hose and don't blast it, but maybe like take if you have a jet on the end of it, take that off. But just let the water roll over the window from the top. You know, go up about a foot or two above the window and wet the siding down as if it was just drenched in a big rainstorm and see if that lets water inside. That might also give you the clue that there could be a problem with the flashing and not the gutter or in addition to the gutter. Okay?
Yeah, now that you mentioned the flashing, maybe it does make sense because they actually have it looks like a piece of vinyl, possibly, that is it's like a U shape. It catches the top of the replacement window and
right.
It goes from the inside over the top of the window and then to the outside.
Sounds like what we call a J channel.
From the inside, it looks like the letter J, but then if you look at it from the outside, the whole piece. It's
right.
Probably like a U shape, I would say, that sits right on top.
You might be talking about either the J channel or a drip edge. But either way, those are all part of the flashing system. And if that window is leaking when you do your hose test, then you've got to sort of disassemble that and put it back together with good flashing all around. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Just ahead, 1.5 million fires are reported in the country every year. How can you make sure your fire is out before it causes major damage or even death? Well, you can invest in a home sprinkler system. We'll let you know how they work and if they're right for you after this.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy, running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Are you guys still in this winter holiday vacation mode? I know sometimes you like to drag it out to the end of January. It's okay, no judgment. But with everybody gone and out and about so much during this winter season, do you guys know that actually a burglary happens every 30 seconds? That's why we are so excited to partner with Vivint Home Security. Money Pit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system right now, starting at just $1 a day.
Plus, all of our listeners get free professional installation with signed agreement. Restrictions apply, but don't wait. You must call now, 1-800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. That's 1-800-586-9606.
All right, heading out to Vegas. We've got Mary on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I can't believe how much money I'm spending on my house to maintain it.
Okay.
I would never get that out of a sales, or would I?
Well, it depends. What's going on right now that you're trying to deal with?
I need to put a new roof on my house.
Okay.
I was basically given the choice by a roofer of using ice and snow paper.
Mm-hmm.
The water and ice.
It's called ice and water shield. Uh-huh.
There was the 15-pound tar paper. That's
right.
No good. 30-pound tar paper.
Uh-huh.
Or rubber.
Okay. First of all, what kind of roof do you have? Is it, what kind of material?
It's Mexican tiles.
It's tiles, okay. And why are you getting a new roof? Have the tiles deteriorated?
They've been blowing off.
They've been blowing off. Okay. They've been blowing off in such numbers that replacing the roof is the only option. I know that there's more repair here than you want to. The reason I'm asking you these questions is I'm trying to make sure that the guy's not just selling you a roof that you really don't need. because if the tiles are blowing off, then it sounds like they need repair. They may not need replacement. In terms of the question, it concerns me because the options that they're giving you, I'm sure they're attaching enormously different price tags associated with them, and all of them are not really that much difference in terms of what the cost would be. First of all, ice and water shield would be rare to use in an environment like Nevada because it's more common in the north, and what it does is it stops icicles from forming and it doesn't stop from forming. If icicles do form and you get a backup of melted snow going back up under the tile, then it will stop it from leaking into the house. But in your environment, that's pretty rare. Secondly, the difference between 30-pound felt and 15-pound felt is not very much in terms of expense. And that's just the tar paper that goes underneath the shingles. More to the point is, what kind of roof shingles are we going to put on this place? Are we going to put new tile back on, or are we going to go with like an asphalt shingle? And you can have asphalt shingles today that actually are styled to look like the tile that you had now, and if they're installed properly, they actually look pretty darn good. So those are the kinds of options that I would be concerned about.
Asphalt tile?
No, asphalt shingles. That's a standard roof shingle, but if you look, there's a type of shingle called a dimensional shingle that looks a lot like the old ceramic tile that you're going to be removing. It has that same clay color to it, and the way it's built, it has an edge that creates like a shadow line that gives you the visual appearance of depth. That's another option for you. So I would start with this. First of all, reevaluate why you want to replace this roof. The fact that you've got roof tiles that are blowing off, those ought to be repairable, and it wouldn't necessarily call for a whole new roof. If you are going to replace the roof, then you have some different options, which would be more to the point of what's going to go on the sort of the top-facing side and not what's underneath it. Because I don't think the expense of ice and water shield or 30-pound or 50-pound asphalt tar paper is going to make a big difference in the overall job that has to be done. It's mostly labor, and a small part of that is materials. So I would proceed by determining if you really want to tear off that whole tile roof, because in most cases, those tile roofs can last indefinitely if they're well-maintained.
I understand. So you're saying that ice and water is not...
Not typical for Las Vegas, yes. I mean, how much winter snow do you get?
Well, when it rains, I don't want it to leak.
The ice and water shield is not what stops the whole roof from leaking. Now, there are some cases, like in communities where hurricanes are common, like down, like say in Miami, where they cover the entire roof with ice and water shield. But in the other 99.9% of the country, ice and water shield is only used at the roof edge. And the design is designed to stop ice dams. The only reason they use it in communities like Miami is because if you were to have a hurricane that blew off large sections of your roof shingles, the house could remain watertight for some period of time and hopefully give you a chance to replace the roof before it starts to leak.
Okay. How about the rubber base?
Well, I'm not quite sure what kind of rubber roofing you're talking about. But typically rubber roofs are used on flat roofs. And I'm sure if you have a tile roof, it's not flat.
Oh, I want it waterproof.
Well, but a tile roof should be waterproof. That's not the waterproofing is not in the underlayment as much as it's in the surface shingle that you choose. I would talk to some more roofers because I don't think you're getting the full opportunity here to understand the options. It sounds like they're trying to dazzle you with the details, Leslie, but I don't think she's getting the full scope here. So I would try to get some more estimates. All right, I hope that helps, and good luck with that project. If you have more questions, give us a call back.
Well, each year, fire departments respond to more than 1.5 million fires. But the National Safety Council says only a fraction of Americans have taken any steps to improve their fire safety and protect themselves. Now, one way you can add a layer of protection is with a home fire sprinkler system. That, plus having working smoke alarms and a fire escape plan, really is the best way to stay protected from fire.
You know, a lot of homeowners don't know that fire sprinklers are an option for their home. Sprinklers detect high heat from a fire, and they put water on the flames as soon as that fire starts, and that limits the smoke and poisonous gases that a fire produces. Fire sprinklers also protect your property and your belongings.
Now, if you're buying a home or moving into a new apartment, you want to choose one with a fire sprinkler system if you can. Now, if you're building a home or you're remodeling your existing home, you could consider having a home fire sprinkler system installed. You want to talk to your local fire department for some help finding a qualified home fire sprinkler installer. And know that it's not going to be an inexpensive add, but boy, I bet you're going to see some great insurance savings, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. And there's a common misconception also that home fire sprinklers can trip unnecessarily, like when you burn toast. That's just not true. The technology is solid, and that's why we highly recommend this as an option.
Fred in Louisiana is on the line with a question about a water heater. What's going on?
This past year, we noticed our hot water heater, which is a 70-gallon, it's up in the attic, gas water heater, started like it was bouncing around in the attic. Okay. I called a plumber, and they said, well, you need to get change the anode. And I called another one. They said, well, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. So I listen to you guys all the time and love your show and kind of would like y'all's opinion.
How old is this water heater?
About probably 10 years old.
Okay. So you're moving towards the end of the life of the water heater, and therefore I wouldn't tell you to replace the anode. That noise as the tank expands and contracts, and what's what you're hearing, kind of that gurgling, creepy kind of sound, is common.
Well, it's
to
more
order.
Than a creepy. It's loud. It bumps and like it's bouncing up there.
Yeah.
Really heavy. Yeah.
Well, I think the reason that that's happening is because of the age and because the anode rod is probably shot, but I don't think it's worth fixing it because it's 10 years old. I think that this is a really good time for you to think about doing this, and that is to replace that tank water heater with a tankless water heater. The technology is so great right now with tankless water heaters. I was talking to a manufacturer today about a new Rheem unit, for example, that is really cool because what it does is it not only, you know, gives you instant hot water in an unbelievable or unending amount, but it has this recirculating loop in it now so that, you know, when you get in the shower in the morning, you're waiting for it to go from cold to hot,
right. That
goes away. It basically has a crossover valve built into it, so it just provides water, hot water to every fixture and faucet for as much as you want it to be. So that's kind of cool.
What kind of cost are we talking about on the
Those water heaters are probably in the $1,000 to $1,500 range plus installation. So it's going to be more expensive than a basic tank water heater, but it's a lot more efficient and a lot more convenient to use. So, I mean, when my water heater goes now, and the next time it goes, I'm definitely going tankless.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's up in the attic. Why did they ever put a 70-gallon water heater up in there? You couldn't get it out. You can't take it out of there.
Oh, you mean because they probably framed it in? Yeah, I mean, that's a point.
Oh, yeah. It's way up in the attic. I mean, there's no way to get it down.
You can't get it down through the attic, access,
no,
the hole?
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, listen, maybe.
They got
maybe
it up there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they may have put it up there before they put the floor down or
right.
They framed in the end of the wall
they
or something.
They built it
like
around
that.
It.
But, you know, the other thing you could do is you could cut it apart. A plumber can cut it apart for you, take it out in pieces. So that's always also possible.
We would install the tankless water heater up in the attic?
I would, only because all the valves are gas lines are there. And venting
right.
These tankless units are really easy because they're so efficient, Fred. They basically have very, very slightly warm gases going out of them. The gases are so low, such a low temperature that you don't need a metal vent pipe. You can take it out of PVC pipe.
Wow, you guys are great. I really appreciate it. And you answered my question. That's what I'm going to do, go tankless.
Terrific. Good luck with that project, Fred. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks, guys.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up this year, are you ready to tackle a painting project? Well, before you start, there are 6 key tips that can save you time and money. We'll share those pro hacks next on the Money Pit.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join us on Free Fire Radio on Monday from 7 to 9 a.m. as we welcome Shasta College and see what they're doing out there and which department is going to give us a great, great interview. This and much more Monday right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to tackle some projects? Perhaps you've got some overdue repairs on the to-do list. Maybe you want to freshen up the decor, or perhaps you're really going to plan a big project for the coming months. Well, whatever it is, the Money Pit Podcast is here to help. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Rebecca in Tennessee is on the line with a question about a crack in a foundation. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, let's see. Where do I start? I have an external chimney. I believe they said it was limestone. There are cracks that are going from the bottom of it all the way to the top on the front. and if you're facing it on the right side as well, and on the inside around the mantle, let me put it to you this way, there are paint chips that have shifted about an inch above from where they were originally on the wall, and there are cracks kind of coming from the vicinity of the chimney down to the windowsill.
Okay.
I had someone take a look at it, and he said the foundation under the chimney was cracked, and what it is, I've really been given two different opinions as to what I need to do to fix it.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Rebecca. The person you had look at it, was this a chimney contractor, a mason?
It was he's actually a roofer, an external specialist, but he also works on chimneys.
Okay, so it's a contractor. And who was the second opinion from? Another contractor?
Yes, another contractor.
Okay.
And one opinion is the chimney needs to be torn completely down. And the other one is it needs to be knocked down to the roof level and tied into the roof.
Now, let me ask you a question here, Rebecca. What do both of these guys have in common?
I don't know.
They both want your money. That's what they have in common. Okay.
Yeah.
So they have a conflict of interest. This is a significant project and a potentially serious one, and one that may go deeper than what you're seeing. What you're telling me is concerning because of the number of cracks and the evidence of movement. So I'm going to tell you that what you should do is find a professional home inspector. You can find one that's certified by the American Society of Home Inspectors and have that inspector look at your chimney, either a home inspector or a structural engineer, but not a contractor. A home inspector does not do work on the house. They only inspect, so they don't have that conflict of interest. If you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, which is ASHI.org, or I think it's also homeinspector.org, you can enter in your zip code. You'll get a list of certified inspectors in your area. You can call a few, chat with them about what's going on. They'll charge you a small fee, you know, maybe $100 or $200, I would guess, to do what's called a partial inspection, which is basically to come out and look at one item. But I really think you need a set of skilled eyes looking at that, where the guy's not trying to sell you a repair, to tell you what exactly is going on and what has to happen before you start spending money with these contractors. They may be completely right, but I'm uncomfortable whenever you have a contractor that says, you got a problem, lady, but I'm just the guy to fix it for you. It's just a big conflict of interest, and you got to guard against it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're getting ready to paint, there are a few things that you need to think about besides deciding on the color, including how that color is going to look on different lighting, how much paint you need, what supplies you need. All of this is going to be needed to make that project go smoothly.
Yeah, so first up, you want to measure the room to figure out how much paint you actually need. Now, you can use an online paint calculator and simply enter the height and the length of each wall and the number of doors and windows, and the calculator will tell you how many gallons you'll need to buy.
Now, if you found a color that you like, you can bring home a paint chip as well as a small jar of sample paint, because you have to remember that those colors will look differently throughout the entire day. The light changes, nighttime changes how things look, your lamps change how things look. So you want to paint a small area and just see how you like it. Live with it for a couple of days and look at it through the variety of light phases in the day and see what you think.
Now, the texture of a wall can also impact a paint's color. So if you're painting over plaster, a textured surface, wood paneling, or a detailed molding, make sure to paint a sample directly onto those surfaces to see how they reflect light.
Now, after you've selected that color, you need to decide what paint finish to get. And you're like, but I just picked the color. I'm finished. No, no, no. I'm talking about what that paint looks like and how it shines or doesn't once it's dry. Eggshell or satin finishes are going to work well on most interior walls, and semi-gloss is most often used on your baseboards and trim. Now, a glossy finish, they're going to be super durable and easy to clean, but they will show dirt more, and I kind of stick with a super high gloss for like a banister or a cabinet, something like that.
Now, if you're painting a light color over a darker one, it's usually a good idea to use a primer as your first coat. That will help you cover that original color. The primer is also helpful if you're painting cabinets or furniture because it helps adhere the paint to the surface. Just make sure that you're choosing a high adhesion primer designed specifically for those shiny surfaces because it really makes the paint stick.
And finally, remember that those high quality tools are just as important as having a high quality paint. cheap brushes and rollers are going to lose their bristles or start to fuzz up, and then that can leave some obvious brush strokes. So do invest in good painting tools before you start that painting project, and make sure you clean them properly when you're done so that you can use them again. That's why they're a little more pricey, because they're meant to be used over and over and over again, not just chuck them. So definitely get some good brushes and learn how to take care of them.
Absolutely. And here's a bonus tip. If you have extra paint left over for the project, make sure you clean out the rim of the can before you put the lid back on, because that will help seal it and keep the air out. And then to make absolutely sure that no air can get in, store it in a cool place, but store it upside down, because whatever paint's left in that can will also act as a sealant, keep those minute air bubbles from working their way in and causing that paint to degrade.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, every penny counts these days, and an efficient HVAC system can help you keep those costs down. Up next, we're going to tell you how you can save some change by changing out your furnace filter, so stick around.
Live in a Money Pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question and you will be first in line for a response from us.
Well, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you know the value of quick, easy fixes that can improve your home and save you money. And one of the easiest ways to do both is by keeping your heating and cooling system energy efficient. A simple yet powerful step? Replacing your furnace filter regularly.
Yeah, your furnace filter captures contaminants like dust and pollen and pet hair as those move through the air and through your HVAC system. And over time, the filter can get clogged, and that reduces airflow. And what that does is it forces your system to work harder. So it forces the furnace to work harder. It first forces the air conditioning to work harder. And by replacing that filter, you'll not only improve your home's air quality, but you'll also enhance the HVAC system's efficiency, and that translates into energy savings and lower utility bills.
So here's how you do it. First, turn off your furnace to ensure safety while you're working. Then you want to check your current filter to check out its dimensions, the type, the MERV rating, and that's the minimum efficiency reporting value. And the MERV rating is going to range from 1 to 16 for most homes. A rating between 7 and 12 provides excellent filtration. Then carefully remove the old filter and also pay attention to the direction of the arrow that's printed on the frame. This is going to indicate the airflow, and you have to make sure you put it in the same way it was in. Then go ahead, slide that new filter in with the arrow facing the same way, turn that furnace back on, and you're done.
Just a few steps, and keep in mind that filters can get dirty quickly, especially if you've got pets and pollen or a lot of dust in your home. So check your filter monthly and replace it as needed, typically every 1 to 3 months, depending on the efficiency of the filter itself. But if you stay on top of this very simple maintenance task, you'll keep your air cleaner, your system running efficiently, and your energy costs under control, all while extending the life of your HVAC system. So a very simple improvement that delivers a lot of benefit.
Sherry in Georgia is on the line with a question about cleaning bathroom tile. What's going on?
I bought a condo, and the bathroom tiles are really, really pretty, but they're old, and they have lost their luster, and I think I was looking for a solution that didn't involve demolition.
Well, that sounds like a possibility. Let's see what we can do to help you. So you see the tiles have lost their luster. Is it really the grout, or is it the tiles themselves?
Oh, no, it's the tiles. They have absolutely, like, no shine to them whatsoever. They're very, very matte, and it should have that luster like the subway tiles.
Well, maybe. No, not necessarily. I mean, there's a lot of tiles that have lust that have matte finishes, right, Leslie?
There are tiles that have matte finishes that tend to get the dirt stuck to them a little bit more easily because the gloss is there really to protect that tile. And sometimes tiles that are purposely meant to have a matte finish will have a coating on them that will help keep the dirt away. So it's really the goal here is, do we want to clean the tile that you have? Do we want to change the tile? What's your goal?
In a perfect world, I would like to clean it and it stay clean and shiny. I would rather end up with a shiny.
See, I don't think she's going to be able to bring it back to shiny if it's a matte finish. It may not have been ever designed
for
that.
Well, it might never have been shiny to begin with. And cleaning a matte finish tile, it's a different approach than cleaning a glossy finish tile because you can use different things on one than on the other because the matte is more porous and you don't want to put something on it that's more aggressive in its cleaning style that you could use on something with a gloss finish. You know, I think the issue with the unglazed tile is because the glaze isn't on it, everything just sticks to it. The dirt sticks to it. The mold and mildew sticks to it. So cleaning it, you can't just pick up, you know, a commercial cleanser. It just might be too rough for the unglazed porcelain. So generally what we would recommend is using more natural ingredients. You can use vinegar and dish detergent and water. Simple mix of that. I would use about a cup of vinegar, white vinegar, don't use anything else, like a teaspoon of the dish detergent and a gallon of warm water. And, like, mix it around. It's not going to hurt your hands, so you don't have to worry about gloves. And then what you would do is you can scrub the dry tile. Start with the dry tile with, like, a stiff bristle brush, not a metal bristle, but,
okay,
like a plastic bristle brush.
you know, one meant for cleaning surfaces. And that will just sort of loosen up whatever dried adhesive, dirt, mildew, whatever's on there, whatever dirt has adhered to that surface. And then once you've sort of, I guess, loosened it up with that stiff bristle brush, then take a wet rag, like dip a rag into that vinegar solution, and then clean the tile with that. And you should see that the vinegar will start to dissolve whatever mold or salts or product, whatever is on there, and the dish detergent just helps to loosen that up. And just do it. Keep cleaning out your rag, going back into the solution, and then once you're kind of satisfied with the cleanliness of it, then rinse everything with clear water. And now that should do the trick. Now, I don't think you can put anything on it to give it a glazed surface because that glaze is done in the baking process of the tiles.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan, actually. I'll give that a try. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you. Bye.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if you are a pet lover and you're considering a new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit well with those pets. We've got tips for the best pet-friendly floors next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, are you guys ready to refresh your home and add some greenery for the seasons ahead? Why not start a container garden? Plant now and your potted plants will be ready to transplant when spring arrives. And the Money Pit podcast can help because we're here to help you prepare your home for everything in those coming months. Subscribe for free today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Marianne wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I have plaster walls in my house and they have cracks. I've tried to fix the cracks with paper tape and nylon wall tape, but the cracks keep coming back through the mudding. How can I fix this permanently?
Yeah, you need another approach for plaster walls. They're a little bit harder to handle because when the plaster is first installed, it's troweled through wood sticks that we call plaster lath, and then it spreads sort of behind the lath. That's how it sticks to the wall, but over time it will crack and it will loosen. Now, there is a solution called plaster washers. Imagine a large circular washer made of plastic with a screw that once you install it, it pulls that plaster tight to the lath, tight to the wood lath that's behind it, and then you can actually plaster back over that. So if you've got, like, say, a big heavy piece of plaster that's cracking in the ceiling and you don't want it to fall down, a plaster washer is a good approach for something like that. Now, from there, you can go ahead and nylon tape over the cracks and then replaster or respackle over theirs. But there is a chance those cracks will keep appearing. So over time, you're going to have to think about either putting a second layer of drywall over all of that plaster or removing the plaster and putting drywall up. I always tend to want to leave it in place and cover it with drywall because when you take the plaster down, I find that it makes the job much, much more difficult because the old studs being old, they don't line up very well. They're out of plumb, and sometimes you get variations in the drywall surface that are just hard to compensate for. So just maintain it as best you can for now, but eventually you're going to have to redo those walls.
Yeah, if you do love the look of an older home, plaster is definitely an authentic piece of that, but it does take a little bit of extra work to help keep that in good shape.
Well, if you're a pet lover and an active DIYer to boot, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit all that well with pets. Leslie has tips for the best pet-friendly floors in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, if you are a pet lover, finding a floor that is going to work well for your pets is key to a happy cohabitation between you and those lovely pups. And although that Persian rug really does look nice in your home, it might not be the best choice. Durability is key here, especially in flooring. Now, you want some floors that are easy to clean up from, like a laminate, an engineered hardwood, engineered vinyl plank, luxury vinyl plank, woodlook porcelain tile, even ceramic flooring. They all make sense since they're hard surfaces and they're more stain-free than a rug or carpet would be. Now, another great benefit to this is that hard flooring options will be more comfortable for your dog or cat during the hot summer months if it has a lot of hair or fur. You can definitely get pet-friendly flooring that will make your house look amazing. You can put out some area rugs that are easy to clean just to keep it more homey and have some softer surfaces. But just because you have a pet in the house doesn't mean you can't have a great-looking floor.
Absolutely. For more tips, check out Pet Friendly Design and Decorating Tips for Your Home on MoneyPit.com. Hey, coming up next time on the program, it's been a very cold winter, and that means frozen water pipes are a serious risk. In fact, when water freezes in a pipe, it expands and can exert a pressure of over 2,000 pounds per square inch, which is enough to rupture just about any pipe filled with water. We're going to share some very simple and inexpensive ways to prevent that from happening at your house on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain sensitive personal data such as Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. A New York federal judge has set a Friday hearing date for the case initiated by more than a dozen Democratic state attorneys general. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise tells reporters that USAID misappropriated government funds for decades.
Go ask USAID how that's working out for them when they have to now be exposed to the fact that they were funding to the tune of millions of dollars drag shows in foreign countries with Americans' hard-earned tax dollars.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says DOGE will continue to rout out government waste with the help of House Republicans.
You're going to continue to see that level of scrutiny and that level of efficiency to get government working for the people again. And so President Trump has continued to work not only in the executive branch, but working with the legislative branch, working with us here in Congress.
Also at townhall.com, Speaker Mike Johnson says House Democrats are panicking at the changes President Trump is making in Washington.
Here's a few quotes. Shut down the city. We are at war. We're going to fight it in the streets, it was said. This is what the beginning of a dictatorship looks like. This is their reaction to the flurry of activity that's come out of the new administration. And the president is doing exactly what he said on the campaign trail that he is going to do.
Hamas has released three frail-looking Israeli hostages, and Israel freed 183 Palestinian prisoners in the fifth exchange of a ceasefire agreement that has paused the war in Gaza. Strong storms bringing moderate to heavy snow across parts of the upper Great Lakes and northeast this weekend. The storm expected to dump 8 inches of snow across Minnesota and the Great Lakes today through tomorrow. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Coverage varies by plan. You contract.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
It's that time of year again when people call in sick Monday morning. Meanwhile, security at the Super Bowl will be extra tight with President Trump being there tomorrow. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Donald Trump will be at the Superdome in New Orleans to watch the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles, making him the first sitting president to attend the Super Bowl in person. The Secret Service says security measures have been further enhanced this year. Ahead of the game, the president wouldn't predict a winner, but he made an apparent reference to Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I don't want to say, but there's a certain quarterback that seems to be a pretty good winner.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, investigators have made a handful of arrests connected to heists involving some of the biggest names in sports. Authorities say groups of thieves linked to South American gangs have been stealing jewelry from cash from luxury homes, including those belonging to the likes of Patrick Mahomes. You'll find more online at townhall.com. As part of a promotion for his newly published memoir, Bill Gates weighs in on the pros and cons of artificial intelligence.
The Microsoft co-founder says we can argue about the time frame for fixing AI errors, but
we have to acknowledge that AI is
almost uniquely dangerous because it's unbounded in terms of how good it will get, and it's happening, you know, within a generation.
Gates says AI advances are helping his foundation and believes we're going to discover new vaccines and drugs with the help of the tools. I'm Julie Walker.
Not intelligent enough to fix Sony's PlayStation Network, there's experiencing a major outage around the world, leaving an untold number of gamers unable to access online services, stores, and multimedia apps. Reports of connectivity issues spread quickly across social media, and much of error messages and login failures of that like. You'll find more news, analysis, and breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Taylor.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
When students struggle in school because they are hungry,
or fall behind because they lack school supplies or clean clothing,
being greeted at the start of every school day by the smile of a caring adult can make all the difference.
Especially someone from the community.
Someone who knows firsthand the obstacles students might be facing.
And what it will take to help them thrive.
At Communities in Schools, our site coordinators surround students with a community of support and remain by their side
to ensure that they have everything they need to engage in learning
and succeed in school and in life.
Access to technology, learning materials,
and even one-to-one mentor support.
We are there for them all day, every day. This is what Communities in Schools is all about.
Going all in for kids in schools, in communities, and beyond.
To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org. That's communitiesinschools.org.
As a young adult at this point in your life, you probably have a lot of questions. Like, what's next? What does my future hold? The thing is, there's no right answer. Only your answer. Your friendships, experiences, and purpose. It's all your choice. So what will you choose? As you make choices about the future, the military can be a resource for information to help bring a fulfilling path into focus. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. You got a project you're doing right now. Maybe you're stuck on some part of that project. Maybe you're planning a project for the weeks or months ahead. Or maybe you're thinking, man, middle of winter here, I just want to get organized. I want to get things cleaned up. I want to paint. I want to refresh. Hey, whatever's on your to-do list, you can move it right on over to ours by picking up the phone and calling us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button to submit your question. Hey, coming up on today's show, every year firefighters respond to more than 1 million home fires, but a home sprinkler system can take that number down dramatically. So we're going to share how to know if a home sprinkler system is right for you.
And are you ready to tackle a painting project? Well, there are 6 important things to consider that are going to save you time and money before you start. We'll share those tips next on the Money Pit.
And are you looking for an easy way to make your heating system more efficient? Well, it may be as simple as changing your furnace filter if you know how to pick the right one. We'll fill you in just a bit.
But first, we're here to help you plan and help you save money on all of those projects and spare you from snafus with your home improvement project. So let us know what you are working on.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIP, 888-666-3974.
Katie in Minnesota's on the line with a question about a door. What is going on?
I'm having some issues with the front door. My husband bought a storm door, energy efficient.
Okay.
And we have a door behind there, our front door, and there's getting to be so much heat between the two doors.
Yeah.
That it's melting the trim.
Yep.
That's on the other door.
Yep. Very common. So here's the thing. You don't really need a storm door anymore with today's modern doors. Are usually, if they're installed properly and they have the right kind of weather stripping and the sills are adjusted so that they seal well, you generally don't need a storm door. Now, of course, all of us enjoy screen doors so that we can leave our interior door open in the warmer weather. But when you put a storm door on top of a door like that, you do get sort of a greenhouse effect where the light comes through that storm door and the heat just builds up between that metal door and the glass, and it will melt, as you saw, the plastic trim around the window pane. So that is very, very common, Katie. You're in good company with that. So I would tell you that in the summer, you don't want to have that storm panel on there. You've got to get that storm panel off and just put the screen panel in. Otherwise, this will continue to happen.
Yeah, that's what we do in the summer, but during the winter. So then I had called the company, and they had said that there's a plate on the bottom where you can raise it. So we raised it, but then it's the whole door is like has frost, really thick frost. Is that bad for the door?
Well, it shouldn't be happening in the wintertime. It really is a summertime condition because it doesn't get hot enough in the cold months to cause that melting.
Oh, we have it now, and it's winter.
It's not possible. I think it's probably melted in the summer because it doesn't get hot enough now, not with this kind of temperature, to melt that trim. The trim melts in the warmer weather.
Right. Well, the thing is we cut the tree down. The door's black.
Okay.
So we just put it in.
Yeah, that's not helping you either. That's not helping you either, yeah. Is it a steel door?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to rethink that door color, but I'm just telling you that you don't need to have that storm door on it whenever it starts to get warm. And if you decide, if you are going to have it, you're going to get this problem.
My husband said maybe we should just paint it white and see what it does if it's still.
Well, it will be better, but I'm just telling you, this is really common and it happens consistently in warmer weather and it will just only get worse.
Great. Okay.
All right. Well, listen, at least you know that you're not alone. And it's, you know, when people see this, they think, oh my gosh, this has never happened before. No, it happens all the time. Believe me. All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Dan in Rhode Island's on the line with some sort of leaky window issue. What's going on?
I had an issue with there was water leaking inside the top of my window. It was like a real rainy day.
Okay.
But I did notice that on the outside of the house where the gutters were mounted to was rotting away. So there was pretty much a hole there. And it seemed like the water might have been getting in and then seeping into the house.
So that's entirely possible. Just because you happen to see it come in the top of the window doesn't mean that's the source of it. It's most likely the flashing. Now, from your description, it sounds like you may have had an obstructed gutter that backed up and splashed water kind of behind it, rotted out the fascia that it would have been attached to, that possibly could have been a source for water infiltration, or that could just be coincidental and there could be an issue with the flashing around the window. What kind of siding do you have on the house?
It's actually it's a wood siding. I'm not sure the type of it, but it's not like a cedar shingle. It's something a lot older. The house was built in the 1960s.
Okay, but it's some sort of a shingle?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I would do. I would fix the gutter and the fascia, right? That's an easy thing to do. And then I would monitor it and see if it still continues to happen. If it does continue to happen, then what I would do is I would remove the siding around the top and sides of the window and just reflash the whole thing. It's kind of hard to do this sort of in bits or pieces. You got to really do the whole thing or not do it at all. So that's the best way to approach it. Let's do the easy thing first to see if that actually does it.
which is that gutter replacement. And then if not, we can start to dig a little deeper into it until we get to the bottom of it. You know, if you do get that gutter fixed, or even if you don't, frankly, there's another thing you could try, and that is just go outside with a garden hose and don't blast it, but maybe like take if you have a jet on the end of it, take that off. But just let the water roll over the window from the top. You know, go up about a foot or two above the window and wet the siding down as if it was just drenched in a big rainstorm and see if that lets water inside. That might also give you the clue that there could be a problem with the flashing and not the gutter or an addition to the gutter. Okay?
Yeah, now that you mentioned the flashing, maybe it does make sense because they actually have it looks like a piece of vinyl possibly that is it's like a U-shape. It catches the top of the replacement window, and
right.
It goes from the inside over the top of the window and then to the outside.
Sounds like what we call a J-channel.
From the inside, it looks like the letter J, but then if you look at it from the outside, the whole piece, it's
right.
Probably like a U-shape, I would say, that sits right on top.
You might be talking about either the J-channel or a drip edge. But either way, those are all part of the flashing system, and if that window is leaking when you do your hose test, then you've got to sort of disassemble that and put it back together with good flashing all around, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Just ahead, 1.5 million fires are reported in the country every year. How can you make sure your fire is out before it causes major damage or even death? Well, you can invest in a home sprinkler system. We'll let you know how they work and if they're right for you after this.
Live in a money pit.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features 4 stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Are you guys still in this winter holiday vacation mode? I know sometimes you like to drag it out to the end of January. It's okay. No judgment. But with everybody gone and out and about so much during this winter season, do you guys know that actually a burglary happens every 30 seconds? That's why we are so excited to partner with Vivint Home Security. Money Pit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system right now, starting at just $1 a day.
Plus, all of our listeners get free professional installation with signed agreement. Restrictions apply, but don't wait. You must call now, 1-800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. That's 1-800-586-9606.
All right, heading out to Vegas. We've got Mary on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I can't believe how much money I'm spending on my house to maintain it.
Okay.
I would never get that out of a sales, or would I?
Well, it depends. What's going on right now that you're trying to deal with?
I need to put a new roof on my house.
Okay.
I was basically given the choice by a roofer of using ice and snow paper.
Mm-hmm.
The water and ice.
It's called ice and water shield. Uh-huh.
There was the 15-pound tar paper. That's
right.
No good. 30-pound tar paper.
Uh-huh.
Or rubber.
Okay. First of all, what kind of roof do you have? Is it, what kind of material?
It's Mexican tiles.
It's tiles, okay. And why are you getting a new roof? Have the tiles deteriorated?
They've been blowing off.
They've been blowing off. Okay. They've been blowing off in such numbers that replacing the roof is the only option. I know that there's more repair here than you want to. Because the reason I'm asking you these questions is I'm trying to make sure that the guy's not just selling you a roof that you really don't need. Because if the tiles are blowing off, then it sounds like they need repair. They may not need replacement. In terms of the question, it concerns me because the options that they're giving you, I'm sure they're attaching enormously different price tags associated with them. And all of them are not really that much difference in terms of what the cost would be. First of all, ice and water shield would be rare to use in an environment like Nevada because it's more common in the north, and what it does is it stops icicles from forming and it doesn't stop from forming. If icicles do form and you get a backup of melted snow going back up under the tile, then it will stop it from leaking into the house. But in your environment, that's pretty rare. Secondly, the difference between 30-pound felt and 15-pound felt is not very much in terms of expense. And that's just the tar paper that goes underneath the shingles. More to the point is, what kind of roof shingles are we going to put on this place? Are we going to put new tile back on, or are we going to go with like an asphalt shingle? And you can have asphalt shingles today that actually are styled to look like the tile that you had now, and if they're installed properly, they actually look pretty darn good. So those are the kinds of options that I would be concerned about.
Asphalt tiles?
No, asphalt shingles. That's a standard roof shingle, but if you look, there's a type of shingle called a dimensional shingle that looks a lot like the old ceramic tile that you're going to be removing. It has that same clay color to it, and the way it's built, it has an edge that creates like a shadow line that gives you the visual appearance of depth. That's another option for you. So I would start with this. First of all, reevaluate why you want to replace this roof. The fact that you've got roof tiles that are blowing off, those ought to be repairable, and it wouldn't necessarily call for a whole new roof. If you are going to replace the roof, then you have some different options, which would be more to the point of what's going to go on the sort of the top facing side and not what's underneath it. Because I don't think the expense of ice and water shield or 30-pound or 50-pound asphalt tar paper is going to make a big difference in the overall job that has to be done. It's mostly labor, and a small part of that is materials. So I would proceed by determining if you really want to tear off that whole tile roof, because in most cases, those tile roofs can last indefinitely if they're well maintained.
I understand. So you're saying that ice and water is not...
Not typical for Las Vegas, yes. I mean, how much winter snow do you get?
Well, when it rains, I don't want it to leak.
The ice and water shield is not what stops the whole roof from leaking. Now, there are some cases, like in communities where hurricanes are common, like down, like say in Miami, where they cover the entire roof with ice and water shield. But in the other 99.9% of the country, ice and water shield is only used at the roof edge. And the design is designed to stop ice dams. The only reason they use it in communities like Miami is because if you were to have a hurricane that blew off large sections of your roof shingles, the house could remain watertight for some period of time and hopefully give you a chance to replace the roof before it starts to leak.
Okay. How about the rubber base?
Well, I'm not quite sure what kind of rubber roofing you're talking about. But typically rubber roofs are used on flat roofs, and I'm sure if you have a tile roof, it's not flat.
Oh, I want it waterproof.
Well, but a tile roof should be waterproof. The waterproofing is not in the underlayment as much as it's in the surface shingle that you choose. I would talk to some more roofers because I don't think you're getting the full opportunity here to understand the options. It sounds like they're trying to dazzle you with the details, Leslie, but I don't think she's getting the full scope here. So I would try to get some more estimates. All right, I hope that helps, and good luck with that project. If you have more questions, give us a call back.
Well, each year, fire departments respond to more than 1.5 million fires. But the National Safety Council says only a fraction of Americans have taken any steps to improve their fire safety and protect themselves.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Should we would install the tankless water heater up in the attic?
I would, only because all the valves are, gas lines are there. And venting these tankless units are really easy because they're so efficient, Fred. They basically have very, very slightly warm gases going out of them. The gases are so low, such a low temperature that you don't need a metal vent pipe. You can take it out of PVC pipe.
Wow, you guys are great. I really appreciate it. And you answered my question. That's what I'm going to do, go tankless.
Terrific. Good luck with that project, Fred. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks, guys.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up this year, are you ready to tackle a painting project? Well, before you start, there are 6 key tips that can save you time and money. We'll share those pro hacks next on the Money Pit.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
From Lisle, Illinois, officials, first responders, friends, and neighbors were on hand last week as the community gathered to see selfless veteran and volunteer Don Smith honored with the renaming of the block he's lived on for 33 years. The man who secured more than $600,000 in materials through the Home Depot Veterans Grant Foundation and inspired hundreds of fellow volunteers became emotional as he spoke before the sign was revealed designating his stretch of Cascade Drive as Honorary Donald B. Smith Way.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Donald Trump agenda is bigger, bolder, and more extravagant than one can even imagine. Is the president about to make the impossible possible? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to tackle some projects? Perhaps you've got some overdue repairs on the to-do list. Maybe you want to freshen up the decor, or perhaps you're really going to plan a big project for the coming months. Well, whatever it is, The Money Pit Podcast is here to help. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Rebecca in Tennessee is on the line with a question about a crack in a foundation. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, let's see. Where do I start? I have an external chimney. I believe they said it was limestone. There are cracks that are going from the bottom of it all the way to the top on the front. And if you're facing it on the right side as well, and on the inside around the mantle, let me put it to you this way, there are paint chips that have shifted about an inch above from where they were originally on the wall, and there are cracks kind of coming from the vicinity of the chimney down to the windowsill.
Okay.
I had someone take a look at it, and he said the foundation under the chimney was cracked, and what it is, I've really been given two different opinions as to what I need to do to fix it.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Rebecca. The person you had look at it, was this a chimney contractor, a mason?
It was he's actually a roofer, an external specialist, but he also works on chimneys.
Okay, so it's a contractor. And who was the second opinion from? Another contractor?
Yes, another contractor.
Okay.
And one opinion is the chimney needs to be torn completely down. And the other one is it needs to be knocked down to the roof level and tied into the roof.
Now, let me ask you a question here, Rebecca. What do both of these guys have in common?
I don't know.
They both want your money. That's what they have in common.
Okay. Yeah.
So they have a conflict of interest. This is a significant project and a potentially serious one, and one that may go deeper than what you're seeing. What you're telling me is concerning because of the number of cracks and the evidence of movement. So I'm going to tell you that what you should do is find a professional home inspector. You can find one that's certified by the American Society of Home Inspectors and have that inspector look at your chimney, either a home inspector or a structural engineer, but not a contractor. A home inspector does not do work on the house. They only inspect, so they don't have that conflict of interest. If you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, which is ASHI.org, or I think it's also homeinspector.org, you can enter in your zip code. You'll get a list of certified inspectors in your area. You can call a few, chat with them about what's going on. They'll charge you a small fee, you know, maybe $100 or $200, I would guess, to do what's called a partial inspection. It's basically to come out and look at one item. But I really think you need a set of skilled eyes looking at that, where the guy's not trying to sell you a repair, to tell you what exactly is going on and what has to happen before you start spending money with these contractors. They may be completely right, but I'm uncomfortable whenever you have a contractor that says, you got a problem, lady, but I'm just the guy to fix it for you. It's just a big conflict of interest, and you got to guard against it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're getting ready to paint, there are a few things that you need to think about besides deciding on the color, including how that color is going to look on different lighting, how much paint you need, what supplies you need. All of this is going to be needed to make that project go smoothly.
Yeah, so first up, you want to measure the room to figure out how much paint you actually need. Now, you can use an online paint calculator and simply enter the height and the length of each wall and the number of doors and windows, and the calculator will tell you how many gallons you'll need to buy.
Now, if you found a color that you like, you can bring home a paint chip as well as a small jar of sample paint, because you have to remember that those colors will look differently throughout the entire day. The light changes, nighttime changes how things look, your lamps change how things look. So you want to paint a small area and just see how you like it. Live with it for a couple of days and look at it through the variety of light phases in the day and see what you think.
Now, the texture of a wall can also impact a paint's color. So if you're painting over plaster, a textured surface, wood paneling, or a detailed molding, make sure to paint a sample directly onto those surfaces to see how they reflect light.
Now, after you've selected that color, you need to decide what paint finish to get. And you're like, but I just picked the color. I'm finished. No, no, no. I'm talking about what that paint looks like and how it shines or doesn't once it's dry. Eggshell or satin finishes are going to work well on most interior walls, and semi-gloss is most often used on your baseboards and trim. Now, a glossy finish, they're going to be super durable and easy to clean, but they will show dirt more, and I kind of stick with a super high gloss for like a banister or a cabinet, something like that.
Now, if you're painting a light color over a darker one, it's usually a good idea to use a primer as your first coat. That will help you cover that original color. The primer is also helpful if you're painting cabinets or furniture because it helps adhere the paint to the surface. Just make sure that you're choosing a high adhesion primer designed specifically for those shiny surfaces because it really makes the paint stick.
And finally, remember that those high-quality tools are just as important as having a high-quality paint. Cheap brushes and rollers are going to lose their bristles or start to fuzz up, and then that can leave some obvious brush strokes. So do invest in good painting tools before you start that painting project, and make sure you clean them properly when you're done so that you can use them again. That's why they're a little more pricey, because they're meant to be used over and over and over again, not just chuck them. So definitely get some good brushes and learn how to take care of them.
Absolutely, and here's a bonus tip. If you have extra paint left over for the project, make sure you clean out the rim of the can before you put the lid back on, because that will help seal it and keep the air out. And then to make absolutely sure that no air can get in, store it in a cool place, but store it upside down, because whatever paint's left in that can will also act as a sealant, keep those minute air bubbles from working their way in and causing that paint to degrade.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, every penny counts these days, and an efficient HVAC system can help you keep those costs down. Up next, we're going to tell you how you can save some change by changing out your furnace filter, so stick around.
Live in a money pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyFit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question and...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441. To let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is congratulating our winner of our Valentine's Day grand prize drawing, Bill McDonald. His prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to go towards a Valentine's Day dinner at Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading, plus a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Reading Florist, for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, like Valentine's Day, or just because you want to go golf. You can reach them online at readingflorist@charter.net. He also received 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles, courtesy of Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com, and 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Congratulations to Bill McDonald from your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, Give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Dirt sucks them a little bit more easily because the gloss is there really to protect that tile. And sometimes tiles that are purposely meant to have a matte finish will have a coating on them that will help keep the dirt away. So it's really the goal here is, do we want to clean the tile that you have? Do we want to change the tile? What's your goal?
In a perfect world, I would like to clean it and it stay clean and shiny. I would rather end up with a shiny.
See, I don't think she's going to be able to bring it back to shiny if it's a matte finish. It may not have been ever designed
for
that.
Well, it might never have been shiny to begin with. And cleaning a matte finish tile, it's a different approach than cleaning a glossy finish tile because you can use different things on one than on the other because the matte is more porous and you don't want to put something on it that's more aggressive in its cleaning style that you could use on something with a gloss finish. You know, I think the issue with the unglazed tile is because the glaze isn't on it, everything just sticks to it. The dirt sticks to it. The mold and mildew sticks to it. So cleaning it, you can't just pick up, you know, a commercial cleanser. It just might be too rough for the unglazed porcelain. So generally what we would recommend is using more natural ingredients. You can use vinegar and dish detergent and water. Simple mix of that. I would use about a cup of vinegar, white vinegar, don't use anything else, like a teaspoon of the dish detergent and a gallon of warm water. And, like, mix it around. It's not going to hurt your hands, so you don't have to worry about gloves. And then what you would do is you can scrub the dry tile. Start with the dry tile with, like, a stiff bristle brush. Not a metal bristle, but, like, a plastic bristle brush. You know, one meant for cleaning surfaces. And that will just sort of loosen up whatever dried adhesive, dirt, mildew, whatever's on there, whatever dirt has adhered to that surface. And then once you've sort of, I guess, loosened it up with that stiff bristle brush, then take a wet rag, like dip a rag into that vinegar solution, and then clean the tile with that. And you should see that the vinegar will start to dissolve whatever mold or salts or product, whatever is on there, and the dish detergent just helps to loosen that up. And just do it. Keep cleaning out your rag, going back into the solution, and then once you're kind of satisfied with the cleanliness of it, then rinse everything with clear water. And now that should do the trick. Now, I don't think you can put anything on it to give it a glazed surface because that glaze is done in the baking process of the tiles.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan, actually. I'll give that a try. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you. Bye.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if you are a pet lover and you're considering a new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit well with those pets. We've got tips for the best pet-friendly floors next.
Live in a Money Pit.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Do you have a backup for your devices?
And so I have a quick stat for you here. So 16% said that they back up their data always. I'd really like that to be a little bit higher. Yeah. Another 22% said they back it up very.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.